In most states, voters elect the person who oversees elections. That position is commonly called the Secretary of State. Not a flashy job, but Democrats have made many Secretary of State races a priority this year, including in Iowa. That's in part because some Republican Secretaries of State have chosen to adopt strict voting laws that affect voter turnout. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports.
If you're a well-known Democratic politician flirting with a presidential run in 2020, you're already coming to Iowa. And chances are, ahead of this midterm, you're trying to get on stage with Deirdre DeGeer.
All right, Deirdre DeGeer, are we going to elect her? Yes!
That's California U.S. Senator Kamala Harris stumping for DeGeer in Des Moines last week. Senators Bernie Sanders and Cory Booker have also made appearances with her. DeGeer is not running for governor or U.S. senator. The 32-year-old former Barack Obama campaign worker is running for Secretary of State. She's a small business owner, and she's the first African-American to be nominated by a major party in Iowa for a statewide race. Senator Harris endorsed her back in August.
And electing Deirdre DeGeer will be a statement about who we are as Americans.
DeGeer is running to unseat Republican Secretary of State Paul Pate. He is phasing in a new voter ID law. In Iowa elections this year, voters without IDs will be allowed to sign an oath of identification attesting they are who they say they are. And there are competitive races for governor and at least two Republican-held U.S. House seats on the ballot. While there is no proof of widespread voter fraud in the state, Pate says showing an ID is like the key to your house.
I'm sure everybody in the morning when they leave their home, they lock their door. It doesn't mean someone's broke into your home, but you're protecting what you find is valuable. And that's what the ID component does.
Pate regularly points to public opinion polls supporting voter ID in the state. Now Pate's out with an ad where he's holding a football and dressed in a black and white striped referee outfit.
As Iowa Secretary of State, it's my job to be the referee, not to wear a team jersey. We're going to make sure your vote counts. Easy to vote and hard to cheat.
If we really want to think about a sports analogy, you've got refs, you've got players, and you also have a commissioner.
That's Deirdre DeGeer.
His job is not to be the ref. You know, those are our auditor's jobs.
DeGeer is not running on overturning the law, but trying to increase turnout in all elections.
Make it welcoming and to strip away the partisanship so people feel inclined to vote and they also understand the value added when they do participate.
There's even a group called Let America Vote that's knocking doors in Iowa and other competitive states, encouraging voters to turn out for Democrats running for this office. Rick Hassan, University of California Irvine election law expert, says making it easier to go to the polls could turn out Democratic voters.
Young people, racial minorities, people who've moved, these are people who are Democratic constituents for the most part, and these are the people who strict registration or voter identification laws could end up discouraging or disenfranchising.
Hassan says it's becoming more common for the major parties to pay attention to Secretary of State races. And there are a couple of Republican Secretaries of State in the country who are in close governor's races now, in Georgia and Kansas. Hassan says the Secretary of State is often the one setting the rules.
Would you rather have someone from your team or the other team in charge? My view is it should be someone from neither team, but that's not how the situation is set up in Iowa or in many other states.
And in close elections, like it or not, the rules of the game matter. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.